Feels like a good day to catch up with Pete Sorrell in the Western UP. How you doing, bud?
Good, Adam. A beautiful day over here on the west end of the UP.
Is it windy over there as well?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you got to walk around with a rock in your pocket today because she is windy, especially this morning. And some of those storms, we had one cell go through last night, and it was horizontal rain hitting the windows.
Wow. All right. Well, where do you want to start today? I want to talk fishing, grouse, deer, and bear check numbers.
Let's start with the bear check numbers. Yeah, I stopped talked to Chris over there at Settlers, and they're up over 140. And, you know, that's a pretty good pace they're setting there because we still, the season ends October 26th, I think. So we still got some time for them to get a few more, and I think supposed to cool down. I know it's nice and warm today, but when the cooler weather hits, I think it's better bear hunting. So I think there's still a good chance of some really good numbers over here. I stopped and checked with Fred, and he's got like 20 or so. They're still registering some nice bears. And while I was there, a nice 300-pounder came in, beautiful bear.
Oh.
Successful hunter, and was really, really happy.
I would be too with a 300-pounder, for sure. Well, I'm curious if you've heard anything about the acorns affecting the bear hunting, because that's what I'm hearing you got to key in on for bow hunting your whitetails right now.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing, Adam. Yeah, from what I hear from the bear hunters, when cleaning their bear, they've seen really a lot of acorns. So I think that bodes well for our deer season, because if the bear are eating them, you know the deer are eating them, and it's nice to see that Mother Nature is providing the wildlife, so it means a lot to have healthy animals out there.
Especially heading into the winter. And I guess let's take a break here, and when we come back, I want to talk about this bow season a little bit more. Obviously getting into the bird hunting reports and any fishing reports as well. So can we get a little more time from you?
You bet, Adam. It's always a pleasure.
Pete Sorrell from Fred's in Ken. Stay tuned. We'll continue right here on The Outdoor Show.